Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shom. New satellite images sourced by NDTV show that Chinese soldiers have withdrawn 3 kilometers from the position that they occupied across the line of actual control in the Gogra Hot Springs area of eastern Ladakh. Now, the withdrawal, part of a mutual process, follows the recent disengagement in the Gogra region of eastern Ladakh, which ended last week. These are actual images, satellite images, which we'll be talking about in a little while. Now, the before and after images we'll show you, available to NDTV, focus only on Chinese positions. They don't show the extent of the buffer zone or no man's land created between the armies of both sides as part of the agreement. No patrolling is permitted in the zone as a confidence-building measure. But this is problematic since civilians in the region say that they are losing their grazing ground to these buffer zones. On the show tonight, some of the finest voices on the process between India and China, including the former Foreign Secretary Nirupama Rao. We'll also be joined by councillors in Ladakh. Our question, the Ladakh disengagement, is India losing land to buffer zones in Ladakh? That's our question. Now, in the images that you're going to see in a little while from now, a few moments, I promise you, we've not marked the line of actual control which separates India and China. Why? Because the precise location of the LAC has not been released in public since the early 60s. It's not there, for example, on the Survey General of India's site. And a rough approximation in the case of this story, where we really need to be really specific about the location where this is happening, may not be accurate. So we've got a broad idea, but we've not put the line of actual control because we just cannot be inaccurate in a report like this. First, here's the area that we are talking about. The area that is flashing on your screen now is the Gogra area. You can also see Hot Springs. That's the broad area that we are talking about. Now, what you see here is a Chinese post. The image is dated the 12th of August 2021, last year. This is a large base, close to the line of actual control. And there are semi-perms or structures like walls, which we've marked as fighting positions there on the right-hand side of your screen. Now, a close-up of this image also shows various infantry positions or foxholes, which could have been used for a variety of roles, but are basically positions from where Chinese soldiers would have fought. Now, this is a new image from the 15th of September this month. As you can see, the building and the fighting positions have been removed. Same locations, but the buildings and the fighting positions have been removed, with the landforms having been restored. That's part of the disengagement process. So let's compare the two images. On the left, the image from August 12th last year, before the disengagement took place, and on the right, the same place after the disengagement was completed last week. And here's a long shot of the entire area. The location circle first is the area of the Chinese base, which was removed. We marked it there. Now, on top is the location of the new Chinese base, and the distance between the two is 3 kilometers. And finally, this is a close-up image of the new relocated Chinese base. Debris from the torn-down building, which they have removed from the site they used to occupy further south, is visible in this picture to the top of this picture. Now, this is important, and it's important that we explain all of this to you. What we don't know as yet is whether all of what we just showed you lies in Chinese-held areas. Some experts suggest that that is the case. Now, we can't be sure because there's no accurate reference document to mark the line of actual control, which is new. And here's why. Let me explain this, because I've been talking about this. What we can now show you are old maps, one Indian and one Chinese. This is an old Chinese map from the 60s. This refers broadly to what we now call the line of actual control. This is actually their claim area after, from 1959 onwards. And this is an Indian map. This was a publication which was released by the government of India, I believe, in 1963. It pretty much showed the same. But in both of these cases, they were drawn using the nib of a thick pen. And therefore, it's very difficult to use these images and say this is where the LAC or the Chinese claim line in the case of China lie in today's context. So, if indeed the Chinese base that we showed you just a few moments back was on the Chinese side, come back to me, if indeed the Chinese base we showed you in Ladakh was on the Chinese side, then a reciprocal buffer zone would need to be created on the Indian side as well. So that's what this is all about. Where is that buffer zone on the Indian side? Well, we've got a fantastic set of panelists. We've got Konchok Stanzin. He's a counselor from the Chushul area. Major General Ashok Kumar and Major General Sanjay Meston join us as well. And in a little while from now, Nirupama Rao, the former Foreign Secretary of India, will be with us too. But first, let me go across to Konchok Stanzin. Konchok ji, ye buffer zone jo banaya gaya hai, aap wahan ke local resident hai, aap Chushul ke counselor hai, hamare areas mein ye buffer zone banaya gaya hai, main isliye pooch raha hu, kyunki ye satellite pictures ke anusar, shayad ye buffer zone China ke ilaqe mein bhi ban chuka hai.
Ji, dekhiye sir, आज तक जितने भी जो डिसएंगेजमेंट हुआ है, जैसे आपने बताया कि जो बफर एरिया चाइना साइड हुआ है, बेशक हुआ होगा सर, लेकिन हमें इतना पता है कि हमारे ग्रेजियर्स को, जो नोमैड्स हैं, उनको जहां तक ट्रेडिशनल ग्रेजिंग एरिया होते थे वहां तक एलो नहीं किया जा रहा है, जिसकी वजह से हमारे जो विंटर के जो क्रिटिकल टाइम पे लाइफ स्टॉक मोर्टेलिटी होना ये ज्यादातर होते रहता है. तो हमने चाहे राइट फ्रॉम पीपी 15 से लेके चुशुल की रिजांगला रिंचनला गुरुंग हिल ब्लैक टॉप और ये मुखपरी तक फिंगर एरिया पूरा मिला के, तो हमने यही देखा कि ग्रेजियर्स को जहां तक जाने देना चाहिए, जहां तक हमारा पहले क्लेम था वहां तक जाने नहीं दे रहा, जिसकी वजह से हमारे लिए बहुत ज्यादा दिक्कतें का सामना करना पड़ रहा है. तो हम ये मानते हैं कि अगर बफर एरिया नहीं है, अगर नो मैन्स लैंड नहीं है, तो हमें क्यों जाने नहीं दे रहा है. और जिस तरीके से जो 2020 जो स्टेटस को की बात करते हैं, अप्रैल प्री अप्रैल 2020 की बात करते हैं, तो उस हिसाब से तो फिर हमारे जो ग्रेजियर जो है जो ट्रेडिशनल ग्रेजिंग एरिया में जाते हैं, चुशुल में भी जाते थे और हॉट स्प्रिंग में भी हमारे ग्रेजिंग होते थे, तो उस एरिया में क्यों नहीं हो रहा है. Okay, ये मेरा सवाल है, अगर ये चीज है तो. जी
Absolutely. General Meston, you know, I mean, this is a concern of people who live in the area. Konchok Stanzin is a counselor for Chushul. He represents people over here. And in as much as we talk about peace between India and China, and obviously that's important, are we conceding ground to the Chinese within our territory, which is problematic?
Vishnu, good evening. Firstly, we are not conceding any ground to the Chinese, and I will explain the logic. Yeah. Secondly, now I will just come on to the grazier, you know, this point raised for the councillor Ladakh. See, his concerns are highly justifiable, but let me tell you that when I was a colonel GS of the same division way back in 2004-2005, graziers were generally not allowed to cross the Indus River in the Demchok and all these areas which he's referring to. No, there is a reason. The basic reason is these are got security concerns, because the Chinese can kidnap a grazier. Some of them can also be used or captured by the Chinese for intelligence activity. So it is a concern area. Now, of late, the LAC area in eastern Ladakh has become an area which is highly tense. In a tensed up environment, it is better not to send the graziers because it can have further repercussions. So grazier issue, I'm just highlighting this. Now coming on to the, are we conceding ground? In no way. For example, now coming on to this PP-15 at Gogra. See, the Chinese have pulled back 3 kilometers.
Yes.
And you have raised a very pertinent issue about the description of LAC. See, there are various perceptions of the LAC, and that is why the dispute is there. Between both sides, areas of dispute and areas of differences, they are resolved to. And both sides were resorting to claiming these areas by sending their patrols very, very frequently. We used to send patrols and they used to send. And these patrols sometimes used to come onto a face-off situation. And sometimes these face-off situations would turn into an ugly situation the way it happened in Galwan. So therefore, what I'm trying to say now, this buffer zone, I think this is a very, very positive step happen, because we are preventing flare-ups. We are preventing friction. And therefore, both sides have, for de-escalation, we have done disengagement. And therefore, 3 kilometers back, they have pulled back. And similarly, I'm quite sure we also would have pulled back 3 kilometers. So in essence, the buffer zone would be something varying between 6 to 7 kilometers. And therefore, no patrolling will be done. Yes, surveillance will be kept through UAVs. We will be monitoring all activities. And I think this is a good step, because this will further lead to de-escalation. At the same time, beyond these areas, whether it is towards our side or whether it is to the Chinese side, there is full freedom, laxity to have your infrastructure, troop deployment, anything.
Okay.
But, yeah, so this is what I'm trying to have. We are not conceding any ground. And I think the perception differences of the LFC are there. They perceive something as LFC. We perceive something as LFC. But yes, I would also like to reiterate that troops on ground over a period of time know the so-called alignment of the LFC. So the ground holding positions are known to the soldiers on both sides. And except that we used to dominate these areas by frequent patrols, where it used to sometimes lead to face-offs, and sometimes a bad, ugly face-off could lead to a very, very bad situation like it happened Galwan, Vishnu.
Konchok Stanzen, aap ye bataye, aap jo keh rahe ki in jagah mein aap ab nahi ja pa rahe, graziers, PP-16, patrol point 16 aur patrol point 15 pe nahi ja pa rahe, aap wo pehle ja sakte the wahan, kis saal tak ja sakte the?
Ji dekhiye sir, PP-16 chhod ke to PP-16 se aage jo Alpha 3 hai, Alpha 3 top tak hamare graziers jate the. Hum ye nahi bolte ki abhi bhi,
aap kis saal ki baat kar rahe?
अभी इस कुग्रंग एरिया में थोपरांग की नोमेड जो है करीब करीब 10-15 साल हो गया सर, जहां उस एरिया में था छोड़ दिया है। इसका मतलब ये नहीं कि हमें उस एरिया को बफर कर देना है या उस एरिया को हम नोमेड।
अगर आप अगर कॉन्चोक स्टैंजन जी, अगर उस जगह को छोड़ दिया है ग्रेजियर्स ने, और अगर ये चाइना के साथ ये फेस ऑफ हो चुका है।
नहीं सर, नहीं, हमारे ग्रेजियर्स नहीं छोड़े हैं। अच्छा। हम वहां पे इसलिए जा नहीं गए हैं, जो उस एरिया में जाते थे कुछ 13 नोमेड्स जाते थे, वो जो है अभी दूसरे जगह जा रहे हैं, लेकिन ऐसा नहीं कि वो एरिया हमारा ग्रेजिंग ग्राउंड नहीं है। सिमिलरली
वो मैं मानता हूं, बट मैं सिर्फ प्रैक्टिकली मैं आपसे पूछ रहा हूं कि आप कह रहे हैं कि ग्रेजिंग ग्राउंड वो है, आप वहां जा नहीं रहे हैं कई सालों के लिए नहीं जा रहे हैं। आप लोगों का वहां और कोई ऑप्शन है जहां आप ग्रेजिंग कर सकते हैं?
जी सर, देखिए, ये खाली कल के जो ग्रेजिंग ग्राउंड की इशू नहीं है हमारे लिए। मेरे लिए जो शुरू से जितने भी डिसएंगेजमेंट हुआ, जैसे चुशुल एरिया में हुआ, जो ब्लैक टॉप, हेलमेट टॉप, गुरुंग हिल, रिजंगला, रिंचनला, मुकपरी, वो एरिया जो है आज की डेट में है ग्रेजर्स उस एरिया में एलो नहीं कर रहे हैं। इसी तरह जो फिंगर्स एरिया है, जो हमारे लोकल
भी
नहीं जाने दे रहे हैं
जी। नहीं, बताइए जी, मैं आप जो तो, जगह के बारे में बात कर रहे हैं, मैं उसका पिक्चर्स दिखा रहा हूं। जी
सर, तो ये जो फोबरंग की नोमेड्स है, फोबरंग युर्गो लोकुंग का नोमेड्स जो है, इनका विंटर ग्रेजिंग एरिया है पूरा कुग्रांग वैली और हॉट स्प्रिंग एरिया। तो अभी नोमेड्स जो पहले जाते थे, वो जो है अभी नहीं जा रहा है, लेकिन हम समर्स में उस एरिया में फिर से कोशिश कर रहे हैं कि जाने के लिए। लेकिन जो हॉट स्प्रिंग की लेफ्ट साइड में रिमदी करके एक विलेज, वो वैली है जहां पे अभी भी हमारे नोमेड्स जाते हैं, जैसे क्यूला पास है, मर्सिमिक पास है, थरसंग वैली है, वहां पे भी हमारे नोमेड्स जाते थे, इवन अभी भी जाते हैं, लेकिन वो आज की डेट में हमें जाने नहीं दे रहा है, मतलब एलो नहीं कर रहा है। तो कई कारण हो सकता है इसका। तो हमारे लिए जो लोग वहां पे जो बैठे हैं, जो बशिंदे हैं, वो उनका लाइवलीहुड, सोर्स ऑफ इनकम जो भी कहिए, वो लाइव स्टॉक ही है, क्योंकि ऑल्टीट्यूड ऑलरेडी 14,500 to 15,000।
एक चीज बताइए आप, कैन यू गिव मी आइडिया ऑफ द नंबर्स, कितने ग्रेजियर्स हैं जिनको ये अब जो मतलब लास्ट एक साल के अंदर जो डिसएंगेजमेंट हुआ है, कितने ग्रेजियर फैमिली या कितने ग्रेजियर इंपैक्ट हो चुके हैं उस ये लद्दाख एरिया, फ्रॉम डेमचौक टू लेटस से गोगरा हॉट स्प्रिंग्स, कितने, एक अप्रोक्सीमेशन दीजिए
सर। देमचोक से अगर गोगरा की एरिया देखते हैं तो करीब करीब 40,000 स्क्वायर किलोमीटर है।
और कितने ग्लेशियर्स अफेक्ट हो चुके हैं, कितने ग्लेशियर्स अफेक्ट हो चुके
हैं? सर देखिए, जो अभी मेरे कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसी में जो इफेक्ट हो रहा है, मैं इतना बता पाऊंगा, छुछुल की एक पंचायत हल्का है, मान मेरक और खोपरांग मिला के करीब करीब वहां पे 150 से 200 की करीब जो फैमिलीज, जो पूरी नोमेड्स है, उनको इफेक्ट कर रहेगा इस एंगेजमेंट, ये जो। जी सर,
राइट। नो, दोज आर इम्पोर्टेंट डिटेल्स व्हिच हैव एक्चुअली कम इन। Look, I'd like to thank you both very much for being with us. And General Meston, thanks for explaining, you know, the how the lay of the land is, you know, I mean, it's difficult to understand sometimes, but it's all about that. But certainly what Konchok stands and says is important about what local people out there are suffering. Very special guest joins us, Nirupama Rao. She's written a wonderful book on the China question, so many aspects of it. She joins us from the United States at this stage. Thanks, ma'am, very much for being with us. Are we losing ground to China as a result of the creation of no man's land or buffer zones, call them what you may? Ma'am, I think you're on mute. Can you just unmute yourself?
Thank you, Vishnu, for inviting me on the show. I've listened to the esteemed panelists with great interest and attention, and they've made very valid points. But Vishnu, I'd like to start by saying that all the spirited debate one hears around this issue these days seems to overlook the central fact that China is an effective occupation of over 38,000 square kilometers of Indian territory in Ladakh. And that problem has not gone away. The line of actual control, as we interpret it today, came into being as a result of the advances made in military operations by the Chinese forces during the brief conflict of 1962, whose 60th anniversary approaches. The Chinese say that the line of actual control in Ladakh, or the Western sector, as it's called in the terminology of the border dispute, approximates to their claim line of the border, as they define it, with the exception of Demchok.
Right.
Now, from the mid-1950s onwards, as the Chinese built the infamous Aksai Chin Highway, the creeping pattern of Chinese encroachment into our territory has already been established. Now, coming to the buffer zones, which is the subject of our conversation, really, even if we did not call them such, the question of creating a demilitarized zone along the LAC is not a new phenomenon, although it was articulated differently as a 20-kilometer zone of separation in the earlier days. It was discussed post-1962, but no agreement was ever reached. Essentially, what the two sides are now saying on these buffer zones is that neither will go into a specifically defined area in the interests of maintenance of peace and tranquility. And importantly, it is without prejudice. And remember this, it is without prejudice to the claims of either side. I'd like to emphasize that. Yeah. Neither side wins or loses here. It does not mean that the problem has gone away. Both sides will have to work on further tension reduction measures, and I trust they will. There are 5 agreements and protocols on the maintenance of peace and tranquility that both countries used as blueprints in the past. Maybe we need a new and updated, improved iteration of these understandings.
Ma'am, and you know, you would have direct knowledge of this as a former foreign secretary. Why did neither you nor other foreign secretaries or foreign ministers push to release new maps of the line of actual control? Wouldn't that have made clarity on this issue, you know, known to the Chinese, known to our people, known to everyone? What's there to hide? If you know, that's what I mean, I don't get that.
I don't think we were engaged in any game of deliberate camouflage on this issue, Vishnu. When you talk of releasing a map or an alignment of the line of actual control, this has to be jointly agreed upon by both sides if such maps have to be released to the public. it's not a question of the public, you know, following us step by step along the way. We don't need really that kind of diplomacy between India and China. I just heard the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres speaking in another context, not on India and China, about the need for discreet diplomacy, not megaphone diplomacy. We don't need megaphone diplomacy. But let me come to the subject you raised. Any alignment of the line of actual control cannot be a matter of extrapolation of alignments present on small-scale maps in the public domain using satellite data or interpretation by non-official sources about where the LAC lies. And LAC, to become a line of control, which is really the more formal definition of the word, has to be jointly and officially interpreted and agreed on by both sides. It has to be defined point by point by official experts, defined, delineated, and demarcated in as much detail as possible. My personal view, Vishnu, no offense meant, is that the media should not play judge, jury, and executioner on this subject.
Okay. Disagree with you somewhat on that, but let's move on.
No, we'll agree to disagree.
Were you hopeful, ma'am, that the Prime Minister would meet the Chinese President in Samarkand post the Gogra Hot Springs disengagement? Question basically about the larger state of where the relationship lies.
Right. I'm glad you raised the larger state of the relationship. So taking that and referring to that context, I was never hopeful about a meeting really materializing. And let me also say again, coming back to my cry from the heart, policy is often held hostage by public opinion on such issues in democracies such as ours. But the Chinese, let me come to them, who wear a straight jacket at all times, should have loosened up, and their president could have walked the extra mile to extend a hand of neighborly goodwill to our prime minister. And India would not have spurned that, I feel. But I'm merely speculating. The stars in the India-China relationship today are by no means aligned. And the fog hasn't lifted, Vishnu.
No, it's not. Ma'am, do you believe that, and this is my final question as I wrap up the show, do you believe that our focus needs to move well beyond disengagement, as we've been talking about, to understanding, and no one's saying that disengagement is not important, obviously it is, but we need to understand and be better able as a country to effectively counter the Chinese infrastructure and military build-up in depth areas. We're talking about the LAC, maybe 3 kilometers here on their side and on our side, but 20 kilometers behind, there's massive infrastructure build-up, off roads, besides weaponry and positions for armored formations and for artillery formations, air bases, etc. Isn't that what we should really be looking at?
Well, Vishnu, yes, I agree. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. But if the purpose of both sides is to prepare for war, as many in the galleries seem to be cheering for, we have to weigh these consequences very carefully. And I believe India and China would both stand to lose in the process of this heavy militarization and the buildup of such tensions. The focus, in my view, is now to secure disengagement in the pockets that remain along the LAC and then move on to the process of preparing a joint definition and delineation of disengagement along the entire alignment of the LAC in the western sector, I'm referring to, east of the Karakoram Pass. Now, that may sound a little heretical because we haven't really conceded that point about delineating any line of control or actual control east of the Karakoram Pass. Diplomacy is always a question of how we can come to mutual agreements in order to ensure that peace is maintained, not at any cost. Obviously, we have to weigh our interests, but let's not forget that there is a giant border problem between the two countries. There is an unsettled border of 3,488 kilometers between the two sides. So in the sound and the fury of breaking news cycles in our studios, let's not lose focus about the way this border problem keeps us bogged down. I think we need diplomacy, coming back to the point I made, quiet and discreet diplomacy to deal with this issue and avoid the megaphone.
All right, ma'am. Wonderful speaking to you. Thanks so much for talking a little bit also about the larger picture. And we really mustn't lose focus on that. But for now, it is disengagement, which is very much a process that is happening. The process in Daepsang to the north hasn't yet started. Hopefully that will as well. Will the LAC ever become an LOC, which we have with Pakistan, which is more formalized, it's one step closer to a border? Or are we going to see this tension with soldiers really face to face? Because if that is to continue, that's really bad news. But hopefully the disengagement process will continue well. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us.